The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's time now to talk to Brian Robinson Jr. He's presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. B-Rob, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, buddy? We're all anxious to hear kind of an update on your injury. How are you feeling? What are they saying?
I got my ankle rolled up on really bad.
Right.
I know most people thought it was my knee. It wasn't my knee.
Right.
I got my ankle wrapped and rolled up under. So I'm dealing with an ankle sprain right now to some ligaments.
Ooh.
That was rolled up, but it's nothing severe, you know.
Is it all black and blue, Brian?
I really don't know how to answer that question.
Because he don't want to say, he don't want to give it away. My son had the same injury,
yeah.
And it's like if you roll your ankle in a certain way, you can be out like 6 weeks minimum.
Probably gets hot.
Minimum.
I mean. Is it a high ankle sprain? Did anybody diagnose that?
It's not high, actually. So that's
good.
That's encouraging.
You can
good,
have a minor fracture, too.
But also, no.
I know it firsthand.
He mentioned the ligaments.
No,
like, yeah, go ahead,
nothing
Brian.
Nothing going on with the bones or nothing.
No fracture.
So positive, positive.
Didn't
so,
you get back in the game after it?
You did, yeah.
Yeah, I did get back in the game. I don't know if it was, you know, adrenaline at the time.
Yeah.
That was obviously before some swelling had started kicking in, and it was just, you know, couldn't put, you know, pressure out on it. I couldn't put pressure on it, you know, just go and, you know, be me. So, you know, I had to cut it. So, no, it's been good, you know, as far as progressing, though, you know, actually surprised at how, you know, how much it's progressed since. So, you know, we just, one day at a time with it, man.
Right.
Hey, so, Brian, when they x-ray you at the stadium, do you have to put on the heavy coat over your chest?
Of course.
No, it was a quick process. They just covered up some areas and
right.
It was real quick.
I just had to ask.
Yeah.
They barely use that anymore.
Yeah. The lead?
Hey, I don't want extra radiation. B-Rob,
it used to be a lot bigger.
Radiation, man.
Yeah. Dude, did they say, let me ask you one last probing question. You don't have to answer, okay? I get it. Did they say what grade it was?
No, they didn't give an exact grade, but I can kind of just gauge it myself. You know, I'll probably say grade 2-ish.
Right.
Shouldn't be, like, too crazy once some of the swelling go out. You know, once the swelling go out, and, you know, we'll just kind of, you know, hit the ground running from there.
Right. But, I mean, I'm guessing for this week it's probably unlikely.
I'm not sure. I really don't know.
Right.
You know, it feels a lot better, you know, since it happened. So I'm
good.
Not sure.
Good.
You know, I just,
good.
I just
B-Rob,
the process. you know, and take my process, you know, one day at a time, and, you know, if it works, it works.
Rank the pain of the injuries to your body this season. Hamstring, knee, ankle. Which one hurt the worst?
I know the ankle looked really ugly, and it obviously, like, I was able to come back in the game at the time. You know, it hurt it when it happened, and, you know, the after pains, the soreness and stuff is what slowed me down. It wasn't what actually happened. But I would probably say the knee.
All right, Brian, let's shift the conversation. We'll talk about this game specifically, but I kind of want to talk more globally. You guys have lost three in a row. All right, some tough ones. You lose to Dallas. That you got. I know you don't care about lines, but you guys were a 10.5-point favorite. What is the mood of the team? What is the confidence of this team right now moving forward?
There's no, like, after games like this, obviously we, you know, we look at everybody in the eye, and we know how much of a better team we are and how bad we play to put ourselves in certain situations to, you know, being tight games like that and lose games like that. So, you know, we know, you know, inside the building, inside the locker room, we know, you know, the potential of our team. You know, we know where we go wrong at and make mistakes, and where we could always just be on top of our game, and we don't always be on top of our game. So we just gotta, you know, all be pros and put it all together, and, you know, just lay it all out there and just make it happen, you know, like we were in the beginning when we was out to prove something. You know, we just got to get back to, you know, the basic fundamentals of what we did to win, and we got to get on the same page and do it together all the time and stop, you know, getting comfortable with, like, oh, where we at in the season and the record and stuff like that. Nah, we got to go back to base one, day one, no fundamentals and playing style.
Talking to Brian Robinson Jr., running back for the Commanders. So let's get specific about the running game. The last 3 weeks against two really good defenses in Pittsburgh and Philly, but then Dallas, who was 31st in the league, stopping the run. The running game, outside of Jaden's runs, hasn't been there. What are you seeing? You're talking about fundamentals. What are you seeing that's not happening in terms of the running game?
I think we definitely have to be stronger, you know, in a running game up front, for sure. We have to be more disciplined, you know, just to our details and in the running game, you know, just with everybody involved. We got to get more in a run game rhythm. You know, it's so much, you know, that we leave and left out there in the running game. And, no, I think it comes down to just the basic things. You know, we got to run the ball. You know, we gotta run it effectively. We gotta run it consistently, and we gotta keep it relevant. You know, and I feel like we just, you know, haven't really just been keeping our run game relevant in these recent weeks.
B Rob, take us through the highs and lows of the end of that Dallas game, with the elation of, you know, Terry McLaurin hauling in the 86-yarder to score the touchdown, and then the obvious disappointment of Seibert missing the extra point. What were those last, like, 30 seconds of the game like for you and your teammates?
Can you say that again? I missed.
Yeah, just take us through the end of the game where Terry hauls in the improbable touchdown pass from Jaden, and then the obvious disappointment of missing the extra point to not tie the game and send it to overtime.
Yeah, that's just so, like, we ain't never out of the game, man. We got so much potential on our offense side of the ball, and our, just our whole team. We can score any moment. We can make a play at any moment. It was very unfortunate that we couldn't, you know, get the tying field goal at the end, and, you know, that hurt us, you know, but that just goes to show, like, how much fight that we really have and the potential of our team to just go, you know, and stretch that out in the last 2-3 minutes in the game and, you know, give ourselves an actual shot and chance to win after just playing so bad, you know, for a whole 4 quarters, you know. So, you we can't wait until our back's up against the wall like that to try to turn it all the way on. We gotta do it from the beginning.
But how has the staff been? It seems like, to their credit, the staff's been pretty consistent all the way through, at least the public image of it. I'm sure they get into you guys, you know, when they're pissed off or whatever. But it seems like pretty consistent, stick to the process, that sort of thing. Have you noticed that? Have they been like kind of even keeled through the ups and the downs?
Yeah, it's I know it's been a little rocky, you know, just the last couple of weeks. But I feel like we're gonna get it back on page, and guys are, you know, aware of, you know, what we need to do to get back on page, and I feel like we. So it's serious to us. It's important to our building, and I expect to see a major turnaround, you know, on the back stretch of this, you know, this season, you know, and going into, you know, playoff time.
Let me just say this, and I'm kind of kidding, but I'm being serious. But, you know, take it for whatever it's worth. I know you guys only care about each other and what's going on in the building, right? But I just want you to know, I got your back 100%. I don't care what our record is. I will always pick us against the Titans. Always. I got no respect for the Titans. Now, I know you do. I got no respect for the Titans. I'm not trying to get bulletin board material for them. I'm just saying. I'm picking my boys against the Titans.
You're wearing a lot of Titans colors over there, my friend. That's weird.
It's just a coincidence. Yeah. But, Brian, a lot of people are giving up on you guys. A lot of guys in this room right over here, over there, they're giving up on you guys.
You know, it's crazy. That's fine, because, like, we didn't really need, like, we didn't need nobody to believe in us from the beginning. Like, nobody ever did.
Right.
So, you know, it's always been about, you know.
Go ahead.
Like, we know we've been playing bad, you know, bad ball. And, you know, we know how to play good ball, you know. So, it's all about, you know, doing that.
Everybody's telling me how good the Titans defense is. I don't care. They're the freaking Titans.
They're pretty
I'm
good.
I'm picking my boys this week. But I want you to know, I want you guys to have a chip on your shoulder.
I know for sure. Yeah. Guys ain't sleeping well at night, you know, right now. So
right.
It's time.
I'm giving a motivational speech, you understand? I'm talking to the team.
Yeah.
I'm getting them fired up.
I'm not even really sleeping well at night, and that's more so because I don't feel like I've been able to just give my team all of me, you know, and I'm doing everything I can to get back to where I can give them everything. No questions asked, no ifs,
right,
ands, or buts.
Hey, B-Rob, if you're not sleeping well at night, two Benadryl right before bed. Bang, you're good.
Hey, that might slow him down. You don't want to give him
you don't want to be groggy for the morning meeting.
Sleep for the night. It's not long lasting.
He knows how to sleep.
You guys are wimps. All right, it's time now for the Pizza Bullies question of the week. Pizza Bullies offering wings, subs, and more. Pizza Bullies delivers more taste. Download the Pizza Bullies app for easy ordering. Brian, you've dealt with knee, hamstring, now an ankle injury. It's been a trying season for you. How do you stay upbeat and positive through the injury issues this season?
Just knowing, you know, that, you know, I can overcome and, you know, and I can still come back and, you know, be myself, and just not worried about, you know, losing a step. You know, just knowing that, you know, it's just a step in the stone. Like, it just happens. It happens. And, you know, it's not the worst thing that's happened to me. But, you know, the worst thing I could do, and, you know, when I'm going through things, you know, like this, is to be negative about it, you know, and it's like a cancer, you know. So, you know, I'm as positive as I can be, you know, about everything that I've been going through. And I know for sure when I overcome everything, it's just going to make me even more hungry. Like, I'm just be even more ready to just go out and just, you know, make up for everything that I missed out on, you know, and mm-hmm. That's just what I'm ready to do.
I really appreciate your sincere answers, Brian. I got to tell you that. By the way, how is Austin doing? Have you had any contact? Because, I mean, he really took a blow.
I talked to Austin yesterday. He's doing well, you know, obviously, you know, just going through the protocol or whatnot. I just told him, you know, he was up still moving around and trying to stand up. So I was like, man, go sit down somewhere, man. Go
go chill out.
I'm
yeah,
like, bro, go get off your feet, bro. Go. So I ain't see him no more after I had that conversation with him in the training room. But yeah, he positive, he good, man. Austin tough, man. He one of the toughest dudes I've ever met. You know, he gonna shake back for sure. And I'm just, you know, excited to, you know, just see him, you know, overcome that. You know, it's tough to see.
What about the other Austin?
Austin,
your kicker. Yes.
Is he okay?
He's been positive too. I'm not going to allow anybody around me to, you know, have their head down. I know it's a bad experience, but we teammates. We not, you know, giving them a side eye or nothing like that. We win together, we lose together. You know, we had that talk. You know, so we moving on. You know, so he's positive, just, you know, doing his part to just, you know, move on from it as well.
Hey, B-Rob, get that ankle better. Have a great Thanksgiving, and best of luck against the Titans. We'll talk to you again next week, my friend.
Yeah, thank you very much, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Yep. Appreciate y'all.
Yeah, of course. Thank you, man.
That's Brian Robinson Jr., presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information.
He's such a nice, thoughtful guy, and he's giving us nice, thoughtful answers, and we can't wait to work in our zings. You know what I mean?
I mean, I wasn't even giving... If he's having trouble sleeping, I understand it after three straight losses, but two Benadryl, and I would personally wash him down with an alcoholic beverage.
Yeah,
but
yeah, what are you doing, that. Eric? What? You giving him motivational speeches?
On BQ over here.
Yeah. I just wanted him to know.
You show him your rings.
He's BQ.
I just wanted him to know that.
Send him a picture of your rings on Instagram.
Because I actually don't think a lot of the guys pay attention. Like, they don't care, right? And I get it. But a lot of guys are picking... Freaking Tennessee against us. 3 weeks ago, it's unheard of.
I don't have any.
No one possibly would have picked Tennessee.
His ankle's the size of a beach ball.
I know he's not going to play. I know he's not going to play.
I was going to say size of a grapefruit.
Listen, he's not playing. I get that. I'm just saying. Just want it to be public that everyone give it up on us. I think we're going to beat the Titans.
They're probably favored,
I'm not saying,
right?
We're going to beat the Eagles.
They have
not
a saying, stretch.
I'm not saying that we're going to beat the
Eagles. You know what, though? They were favored against the Cowboys.
Yeah, I understand. Heard of, and it's fine.
I don't think everybody's picking the Titans.
I feel like it is. Everyone's abandoned us.
What's the
Everyone's
line?
Everyone's picking the Titans.
5.5-point favorites.
Yeah. They're a 5.5-point favorite.
Commanders.
You're telling me everybody's picking...
But again,
the Titans?
They were 10.5-point favorites against the Cowboys.
Yeah, I just feel
so
like,
I don't really read that much into that.
Give me the people that are picking the Titans.
Well, this guy right here.
Right, I have to.
I know Drab will pick the Titans. I don't even have to ask him. Valdez, I don't know. He's a zigger. I don't know.
I need an overcorrection after last week. I need an overcorrection. So I think I will be picking the Titans.
I just get the sense. Everyone's off the bandwagon. They even contemplate picking the Titans is insulting.
Hey, maybe Brian will pass your message along to McNichols.
Yeah.
And he'll be inspired.
It's kind of what I'm hoping. That's kind of what I'm up. Hey, guys on the radio said everyone's picking Tennessee.
I say you show up to the park with your big hat and you bring your rings and say, I want to motivate
your Titans
you.
Colors. Yeah. Will you go
in the locker room with your rings and say,
let me say something. You're joking on me for showing the rings to the girls. We made it to the Ivy League tournament for the first time in school history. We had the best record in 4 years.
I'm guessing it's more about the girls playing volleyball, than your rings.
No, it was my speech.
You had a speech that accompanied it?
BQ's inspiration.
Yeah, will you tell B-Rob?
I had a little speech, yeah.
Will you tell B-Rob it takes a little extra to be extraordinary?
Yeah. I'm motivated.
Except B-Rob the hat
I'm a motivator.
Already.
I mean, The guy had
Nick Saban for 4 years. Bickle thinks he's going to give him a motivational speech.
I'm a motivator.
That is funny. All
right, we could stand a Nick Saban speech right now, by the way.
We'll do EB's entertainment page next here on the
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Fan. If you missed our interview with Brian Robinson, you can go on the Odyssey app. You can listen to it there. You should have listened to it on the radio, but we're forgiving. It's all good. Use that Odyssey app. Go listen to B-Rob. Very forthcoming.
I can't get over just sort of how he sincerely answers the questions.
He does, yes.
You know, he doesn't just like answering cliche.
Gives it to you straight from the ticker, EB.
Yeah, he'll tell you every once in a while, I don't know if I can say something about it, where he knows he doesn't want to. Yeah.
Yeah, he's incredibly honest and raw. I'm kind of riveted by him, to be honest with you.
Like him a lot. All right, time now for the entertainment page, which is sponsored. Now EB will do the read off of my read sheet.
Well, it's not the top of mind thing I always think of. The entertainment page is driven by BMW Fairfax. I do love them. DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW Fairfax. As for my girl Miriam, she's the new general manager. Check them out at BMWFairfax.com. Mention me. They'll treat you like a rock star. I'm telling you, nothing drives like a BMW. It's just fact. All right. I don't know what to tell you, but I've been told that the boys behind the glass have been searching Sydney Sweeney's TikTok all day.
Oh, they have.
Yes, that's what I've been told.
No, not
Sydney Sweeney. You're old. She's old news.
Yeah, she's old news.
Oh, what's Sydney Thomas?
Oh, a different Sydney.
Sydney Thomas. I'm sorry. That's the girl that was like the ring girl, I think, for the Jake Paul fight.
Yes, that's correct.
And we've determined, we were just discussing this during the break, that she's a natty. She's a natty, Cakes.
She's a what?
She's a natty.
She's natural.
She's natural.
Oh, okay.
She's naturally endowed.
Okay. Yeah, she's a natty.
You've determined that?
But I'm pretty confident in that.
But they're so perfect that it makes you wonder.
Yeah. That's a good way of saying it, I guess.
I consider Valdez the real true expert here.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, my first glance immediately, I said natty.
I'd say you're a consultant to him. Yeah. He's the guy I really
do agree. Do you agree?
I'm in the wormhole.
And I would agree because a surgeon would have his license revoked if he made him that big on purpose.
It's a good point. A surgeon?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because it's too much.
Yeah. So,
is it too much?
Yeah. I don't know. But and then Valdez, all of a sudden, he got the creepy voice. He's like, you got to go to our TikTok.
I sound like Bane.
No,
he doesn't know
must
who that
go
is.
To
no,
TikTok.
You don't understand. When Valdez gets titillated,
it's a body. They expect a body in the wreckage.
He goes to some weird sex voice.
Don't act like you don't have the same filter on your voice. You definitely get a glint in your
eye.
You have a gleam in your eye.
I definitely have a different voice.
Here's the Pavlovian response for EB.
Okay.
I think. The one word which makes him really perk up.
Yeah.
And his whole face changes.
Hold on, don't say it.
He's prepared for it. He's going to do poker face.
Yeah, but if it really just triggers him and he has
no control
filter over it.
I know what word you're going to say anyway. But go ahead.
Write it down. Write it down.
All right.
Good. I'm going to write it down. We'll see. We'll see.
It's going to be some version of this.
I think this is the word where EV really gets creepy.
Okay. I want it to be organic. I don't want to look at it.
You think it's the same word? All right.
Go ahead.
Swinger.
Oh, I went one step further.
EV wrote down C-U-C-K.
Yeah.
I don't know if you get the creepy voice.
I don't know
if you get the creepy voice, but anytime there's, and also Nudist Colony, that's gone for years. Yeah. There's certain themes.
Do they even still exist?
See, look at
Nudist Colony.
Maybe.
Allegedly, there was one in Davidson.
Like Crownsville, I think.
Yeah, Crownsville.
You see it happening?
Yeah. See, now he's perking up.
How funny is that? That I grew up in a town where, like, literally 5 minutes away was an alleged nudist. And by the way, Colony's a stretch. I think it might be like a trailer.
Like one house,
it's
three
like
people.
One trailer. No, I think it's like. If anybody has been to the Crownsville nudist trailer,
it probably hasn't been.
Can we do a live broadcast
drinking show?
I would just love to know that was something. You know how they always say like, what is it like? There's like a boogeyman and like you know, like in
the Goat Man,
the Goat Man
off of Lotsford Vista Road.
Right.
Everybody knows
there was
that.
Something like the Glendale Hospital, like was haunted. Like there are all these like rumors. There was a rumor that there was a nudist colony in Crownsville, and I think colony is a stretch because I think it was literally like trailers.
You know what else you sleep on in Crownsville? The Ren Fest.
I totally sleep on that. Yeah.
Sleep
I Googled
City.
It.
Yeah.
Something comes up here called Pine Tree Associates, America's premier family nudist club.
Family nudist club? That sounds
And it says
so
nudist
dicey.
Club in Annapolis, Maryland.
See, they're
far from Crownsville.
Close to Crownsville.
They're fancying up their name by saying they're in Annapolis. Yeah, yeah.
Hawkins Road.
No. It's the Maryland Health Society Nudist Club in Davidsonville.
Okay.
It's another one.
It's 4.8 stars. Wow.
Man, that's a lot of good reviews. Yeah.
So hold on. There's two?
I guess so.
This is the legit nudist colony in Davidsonville.
Like, doesn't right. one of your brothers live in Davidsonville or pretty close?
Yes, trust me. It's not a nudist colony. It's a nice, normal neighborhood. He's got a nice little yard to it. Yeah.
You made the hurting pictures.
Let me see.
Yeah, pictures.
They're all doing like nude yoga, water aerobics.
Yeah. Water aerobics.
Yeah. That looks like a lot of people. So do they
feel the freedom?
Is it a club you go to? Like you just like instead of going to Norbeck,
like Norbeck.
You go there and take your clothes off and you just walk around naked and then you have a drink. Then you go home, put your clothes back on, hopefully, and then go home.
I don't know how it works.
I mean, it is fun. Just look at this.
There's
a cooler blocking the woman, but then you see the guys.
The other guy's cheeks. Yeah, you see the guy's
it's
cheeks.
It's so bad.
What are people
they
doing?
They offer affordable memberships, Eric.
So you go there instead of going to your Chevy Chase club or whatever, you go to Crownsville.
Yeah.
And take your clothes off and crack open a beer.
Tennis and the swimming pool.
So you're playing tennis.
Can you imagine
naked?
Going to Norbeck and playing golf?
Naked.
A lot of people there.
Well, you know
do they have
new
golf?
They said Burning Tree, you can do whatever you want.
I've heard that too.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm serious. Do they have like nude golf?
No, there's no nude golf.
If you play nude.
Who
naked
can play
tennis?
Nude anything? Who can play nude tennis?
If you play naked tennis, you're definitely wearing shoes, right? And then nothing else? You have to wear shoes when you're playing tennis.
Wouldn't that hurt?
I can't. Where do you put your spare ball when you're serving? Like, these are practical questions, right?
That's a good
Trav, thing. Where do you put your spare ball if
I
you're serving naked?
I guess you just have to hold it and you have one-handed backhands. You'd be
one-handed backhand. Men hit one-handed backhands.
That's
okay,
basically true.
I'm not a very.
I've never really
person,
made that observation.
I mean, come on. If you're a guy, stop with the two-handed backhands, please. That goes for pros too.
Yeah.
Please hit with one hand.
Anyway, no one's calling. So no
there's
one's been
no
there.
Nudists or swingers anymore.
How can there be two nudist colonies within like 10 minutes?
I'm begging you to get an honorary membership.
I would never do it.
Yes, you would.
No, when I was younger, I would have done it. When I was younger. Now, I would. Yeah.
All right,
didn't care.
Give us your top story tease.
Well, he just gave us Sidney Thomas.
All right.
Yeah, you know, everyone go Google her today.
We got to let the EP breathe a little bit.
And you know what? Everyone wish her a happy birthday.
Oh, it's her birthday? Nice.
I'll do a tease. There's a famous, very famous, like TV guy that passed away. I don't know if you saw that.
I did not see that. All right, we'll give you who that is next on EB's entertainment page. Just a friendly reminder that the Fans merch shop is open for your holiday shopping. Go to 1067thefanshop.com. For a great selection of men's and women's shirts and hoodies, coffee mugs, and more, maybe you want to get a Led Adam Cook t-shirt, maybe a Hail Jaden t-shirt as well. Order right now for holiday delivery. The perfect gift is at 1067thefanshop.com. All right, EB, back into the entertainment page. We teased at a very famous Hollywood TV icon past.
I was just texting my buddy. I think I need to ride today. My body's so sore.
You are laboring around in here. There's a lot of slow movement and groaning.
It's just my back
happening.
I actually think my kidneys were hurting. I was so
What was that? Your what? What was
he doesn't even know he's setting
kidneys. Up. Yeah, your liver and kidneys?
My liver and my kidneys.
Your liver and your kidneys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can feel your kidneys?
I think when you're as dehydrated as I was.
I don't know that
everything
I've ever been able to.
I am. You owe me with my liver and my kidneys.
How are you dehydrated when you're the color of water?
I don't know. But I think I was. Yeah. So did you guys see this over the weekend? Love Connection game show host and former Wheel of Fortune host, I think back in the day, Chuck Woolery passed away.
Saw that. He was 83, I believe.
83. Here's the thing that's awful about it, and this is what makes me think I better like call my mom today every day, like make sure I call her, is that he was hanging out with a buddy, and the buddy said, yeah, he just said he wasn't feeling too well. He was going to go lay down. And they were just like at a shooting range, or they, you know, right. They were just like being
just
normal
hanging
guys.
Out, yeah.
Yeah, and they just... He got a little tired or didn't feel good, lay down and woke up dead. That's it.
It's terrible to wake up dead.
Yeah. I don't know how you wake up dead.
It's a silly song by
Megadeth. Wake up in heaven dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Woke up dead in heaven. Yeah. So terrible, terrible story. Chuck Woolery. I do remember him as the original host. This is how old we are, Cakes.
I don't remember
that. Wheel of Fortune. Also Scrabble. Remember Scrabble?
Yeah, I liked Scrabble.
Scrabble was good. People now call Scrabble Words of Friends, but basically
do,
Scrabble.
Yes. Yeah.
Are you still playing that?
Still play it. I don't know why. It's just a classic time waster, classic on the can, in there for 10 minutes.
You can't think of anything better to do on the can than get smoked in Words with Friends.
No, what else would I do?
Are you the only, have you, listen, you got a great life. Your family loves you. But you have not improved in Words of Friends.
I think I've regressed. I think I've gotten worse.
You've gotten worse?
I don't know if I got it's possible to
have
get
you
worse,
not learned
but...
any tricks of the trade? Did you show any like interest in getting better? Like when I suck at something, I try to get better at it.
No, I'm not gonna go I'm not gonna go on like Google and put in how to get better at Words with Friends. It's not it's not that important to me. Like
you've played 19,000 games.
It's fine, it's just mindless entertainment. Kind of like listening to this show for people out there, mindless entertainment.
Right.
That's how I approach it.
I just hate
like if
being
I want
awful.
To get better at tennis or pickleball, I would get a lesson for those things.
Right.
I wouldn't do. I'm not going to hire somebody to get me better at Words with Friends.
No,
it's
I wouldn't
not
hire
worth
anybody
it.
Either. But I would at least maybe like give me some words that do well or something or you know what I mean. Like learn the X words or you know. I'm sure you know.
I
those.
Try. Yeah, I know all the tricks. You think I don't know that QI is a word? Of course,
yeah.
I know it's a
XI,
word.
XI, I believe, is a word.
XI is a word. Sure.
Yeah, how do you?
XU is a word. I don't know any of these words what they mean.
But how do you get smoked every time?
I don't know.
It's not like you're. It's not you like know, you're playing a genius. You're
what
playing like Paul.
Here's what I'm going to say. It's game selection. I must be just playing against a bunch
your
of
your game selection.
Words with Friends experts.
You're playing
I don't know.
Paulie, and you're playing, you know. Like...
I think my record against Paulie's pretty good.
Okay,
no, I don't know. I'm not 100% sure.
Can you look it up?
Yeah, you can look it up.
That would be great
look
to
it
see
up during
who,
the segment.
Who Cake smokes
yeah.
and who smokes can him.
Just, I want you to look that one
I don't
up.
Think I have a current. I think the only way I can do that is if I have a current game ongoing with said person.
All right. Do you have how many current games do you have running right now?
Probably 25 or 30.
All right. Do you play your kids? Do you smoke them
I don't
too?
Play my kids. Yeah.
Yeah well, they would destroy you.
They would probably annihilate
me. I mean, you would not have a you would
but,
no chance you could beat your kids.
Also, in my defense, I think I'm playing against a bunch of AI bots. You think an AI bot's
well,
brain
okay.
isn't smarter than this brain? Of course
but
it is.
But who you know? Okay, maybe that's true. Maybe that's why you're
I mean,
so
I don't,
awful.
I don't know if I know any of these people.
I've never known anyone this awful.
I literally don't
awful.
Know any of these people.
Oh, you don't? You're just playing... You're
Words
playing.
With... People I don't know is how it should be framed.
I like how Paulie Flicks is Cakes is slump busting.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I could look.
The
I
guy
could
from
try,
Staten Island.
I could try to look it up.
Yeah,
he's probably on a cruise somewhere. He's probably not even hearing this.
Guy takes more cruises.
Yeah. He loves cruises.
I guess there's a drama. We should get Kevin to talk about this. AMC Theaters is gearing up for potential unwanted sing-alongs. As Wicked Part 1 hits theaters. Apparently, people are singing every time they hear it. No talking, no texting, no singing, no wailing, no flirting, a voiceover for the spot says. So maybe this is just a goof, or are they being serious?
I don't know. If I'm there to see a movie, if I'm there to see Wicked and it's a musical, I don't want people next to me singing along with it.
Right.
You got to remember, people go to these type of movies in groups. So you're going to have a group of like 12 girls next to you standing up, making all about them, hooting and hollering. That's why AMC is put together special screenings for those who want to do sing-alongs.
Ah, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, like, I don't want to hear you.
You want 100 Glindas and Elphabas singing at the top of their lungs while you're trying to watch a movie?
Off pitch and everything. It would be horrible.
Yeah. All right, do you guys know Dictionary.com's Word of the Year for 2024?
Is it the word you wrote down on the back of the piece of paper that rhymes with muck?
It's not cuck.
It's not that word?
No.
Hold on.
Could be, though.
Word of the Year for 2024?
It's like really blown. Like cuckold, that word in the general pop has gained a lot of steam in the last 2 years. You guys realize that, right? Like people use it like in political terms all the time.
Of course, we know.
I've seen it used more in the non-political terms.
I'm just saying.
In those streets.
All right. Remember, there was a viral incident, and that's why this word is the word of 2024.
A viral incident that is.
Give us another clue.
It's not really an incident, but a woman made a TikTok or something. And it went huge, and now they're saying this is the word of the year.
I mean,
Huck Tua?
No. That's a good guess, though.
I think
that's why the word went huge.
This is going to want to make me get in my
spaceship.
Can I just
trigger EB, look to your right. Oh, you just missed it.
What was it? It was an Eric Bieniemy sighting? What was it?
It'll come back on.
Listen to me. Before you say this word, is this word going to want me to climb into my spaceship and go blast off to Mars?
No,
and never want to live on the planet again?
It's a word that you would never in your lifetime use.
Okay. I don't have any clue as to what it is.
All right. You don't remember when the TikToker Jules LeBron.
Now look to your IDB.
Oh, no. You're talking about the guy, the radio guy.
No, Ron Rivera. You don't recognize Rivera?
No, I recognize Ron. By the way, he looks butt skinny.
Yeah. He does look skinny.
What's he doing? Is he on the Ozempic too?
He could be. I don't know.
I thought you were pointing to the radio guy with the awful teeth.
Maybe it's all the stress of not having to pick bad players for his team any longer is causing him to.
He's just playing a lot of golf, probably.
Yeah, sure he is.
No, the word is demure. Remember she had the TikTok where she said
a little bit for work, very demure, very mindful.
I vaguely remember us discussing it on the show in my life.
Well, we discussed it on the show, but that's okay. I don't remember everything we discussed on the show.
Sure. My brain checked out when we were talking about demure and whoever that person is.
But I forget the context of why the TikToker was using demure.
I don't know.
She's describing her makeup.
It was some gross chick that was describing her makeup. And
very demure, very mindful.
Yeah, because she's like, when you think of demure, you think of like a tiny thing. And this, she was like an elephant. I mean, you know, I think that was kind of part of why it went so big, right?
You know what? It just reinforces that I'm glad I'm nowhere near a TikTok. I'm not near a TikTok.
No one's
either.
On TikTok. But no one's on TikTok. It's replayed.
Pop culture.
It's pop culture.
I don't know what Cakes is doing all day. Like, is he never on his phone?
I'm on my phone all the time.
He's playing Words of Friends.
I know.
What's the one with the bricks that come down?
I don't play Tetris. I have played Tetris before, but I'm not great with shapes.
You don't get on. You're not just doom scrolling on Reels. And
I don't do Reels. I mostly stick to Twitter.
I'm not that.
I'm
not that
amazing.
Big into stories and reels. It's just
reels
not,
are amazing.
It's not my thing.
How are you going to get your golf tips? How are you going to get your pickleball? You get so much great pickleball content.
I mean, if I want pickleball content, I go to YouTube.
Okay, it's the same. YouTube has reels.
Yeah, I just choose not to do reels for the
shorts.
Most part.
You don't. You're not into shorts.
Blue shorts.
Yeah.
I'm not that into reels and stories.
By the way, whatever happened to Blue Shorts? Is he still alive?
Like still alive? Yeah. Yes. Last time I checked,
I feel like he's disappeared.
He's still with us.
Is he still fixing houses and stuff?
I think he lost that job. Yeah.
He lost maybe the got job.
I don't know.
I don't want to kick the guy when he's down. Is he down?
I don't know. I don't
reach out to him. If you're so interested, reach out.
You know he's having a kid.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Really?
Yeah. Good for him. Good for him and his girlfriend. Fiance, wife, I don't
it'll
know.
It'll be the best thing ever happened to him. It's great. I think it's great. I don't want to kick the guy when he's down. I didn't know he lost his job.
Just reach out to the
his
guy.
His videos
reach out
of
to
him. Listen, I don't understand shorts.
All right, we got to go.
But his videos of him doing manly stuff, hilarious.
They are funny. All right, we got to go. B. Mitch and Finley coming up next here on The Fan.